And finally tonight, Vice President Joe Biden and Republican vice presidential hopeful Paul Ryan squared off in the one and only vice presidential debate last night. Commentator Platel Benjamin took in the event and offers these observations.
Listening to the pre-debate chatter on CNN and MSNBC, there was much talk about whether Joe Biden would fare better against Congressman Paul Ryan, the vice presidential candidate of the Grand Obstructionist Party, than President Obama did against Mitt Romney in their first debate. But as the other commentators fawned over Mitt Romney's performance, Reverend Al Sharpton provided a reality check and pointed out the obvious. All Mitt did was lie. Sharpton argued that it's easy to win a debate if you are allowed to tailor your answers to suit your needs at the moment, regardless of the facts. This is especially so if nobody calls you a liar. Hence, like this writer, Reverend Al remains unimpressed. In our eyes, Mitt just looked like a lying, low-life charlatan. I felt like breakdancing when Honest Joe summed up Lynn Ryan's first bogus but well-rehearsed spiel with the candid comment, malarkey. Those of us who approach this debate with the attitude of ancient Romans on their way to the Circus Maximus, where preachers of false doctrines could be devoured by lions if they make a false move, were thirsty for blood. Most thought a combination of Biden's vast knowledge of domestic and foreign policy matters, coupled with his pugnacious style, would trounce the wonkish lying Ryan. And events proved them prophetic. Totally relaxed and up on his game, Biden refused to allow Ryan to get away with lying and kicked a mud hole in his butt. The Veep jumped on him and beat him down with the facts. The Republicans are trying to save face by accusing the Obama administration of covering up the facts that the Libyan embassy attack was carried out by organized terrorists rather than enraged protesters, as they had originally reported. The Republicans argue that the attack proves the Obama administration has been negligent about embassy security. And this from a Republican whose last administration under George Bush ignored repeated warnings from the intelligence community that Islamic terrorists had targeted the U.S. for a big hit before 9/11. They've always insisted that the Bush administration was blameless, but the facts demonstrate otherwise. I'm not a truther, however. I'm accusing Bush of incompetence, not complicity. When Joe Biden confronted Ryan with the fact that he voted to cut $300 million from embassy security, Ryan came off like a kid who murders his parents, then whines and seeks sympathy because he's an orphan. And that was the high point of Ryan in the foreign policy debate. Ryan was clueless about how to end the war in Afghanistan and abysmally ignorant of the dynamics of mass movements comprising the Arab Spring. Biden exposed Ryan as a charlatan when he directed the audience to read two letters written by the congressman begging for stimulus money because he believed it would create jobs in his district, at the same time that he was denouncing the stimulus program as a sham and a failure. This is the unmistakable mark of the charlatan. Biden also exposed the fact that the numbers in the Romney-Ryan tax plan just don't add up, and cited several independent authoritative studies to demonstrate it. And he also exposed the fact that the constant attacks on investment in green energy are based on lies and misrepresentations. The fact is that the investment in green energy projects is one of the best uses of public funds in American history, because it is laying the basis for a green economy that has the potential to wean the world off fossil fuels forever and perhaps save this planet. Hence, this is a technology that has the potential to save modern civilization. And as Biden adroitly pointed out, independent investigations have found the program to be free of corruption. I call it for Biden by a knockout. Yet given the ignorance of the American electorate about the relevant facts and the rules of evidence, who knows how the untutored mob will see it. From New York City, this is Platel Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.